the Saturday Light Brigade, there are six students in front of me that you're about to meet. The Fairchild Challenge is a monthly challenge that is done nationally throughout the U.S. It's administered locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. The goal of the Fairchild Challenge is to try to encourage environmental awareness and reflection across middle school as well as high school students. And it's done by issuing challenges across various themes. Students across the area, as well as country, as I mentioned, will respond to these challenges. And then those that have done so in an exemplary way are honored and get to join us on the radio. And first, I'd like to just introduce you to everybody who is here with us today. And Audrey, we'll start over here with you. If you could just tell us, the basics, your day, where you go to school. And this is a great time to say hello to anybody if you want to acknowledge anyone.
I'm Audrey, and I go to the Ellis School. I'm in sixth grade, and I want to say hi to my sister and my parents and my grandparents that are outside.
Great. What's your sister's name?
Olivia, and I also have another sister named Bella.
Great. It's nice to meet you. And sitting next to Audrey is...
Hi, my name is Paneri Patel. I am from Keystone Oaks Middle School. I am in sixth grade, and I want to say hi to my brother Ishan and my mom Kula.
Nice to meet you. And next up?
My name is Eddie Sheets. I'm from Shaler Middle School, and I'd like to acknowledge my grandpap, who my essay was about, and Dr. Gerlach, my teacher, who I could not have done it without.
And we've got three more students to meet, then we'll learn about what they did.
I'm Dylan Sparkenbaugh. I'm from Montour Middle School. I'd like to say hi to my parents, my sister, Amber, and my grandparents.
Nice to meet you. And what's your name?
My name is Sean. I'm from Schaefer. I'm in sixth grade, and I'd like to say hello to my brother Andrew and my mom and my dad and my grandparents.
And finally?
My name's Bill Kisu, and I'm from Schaefer Elementary. I'd like to say hi to all my friends at Schaefer Elementary, my teacher, Mrs. Pearson, and my family that gave me support to do this.
Now, who knows somebody named Tahira Walker?
I do.
Who is Tahira?
She's my mom.
Well, she wrote me last night saying, thanks so much for having the Fairchild Photography Challenge winners on. Special congrats to the Schaefer crew, Sean, Syed, and also Bill Kisu, who is not only my daughter, but my favorite t-shirt maker. Do you make t-shirts?
Well, there's a story behind that. It's just recent. There's a story about a girl who died sadly, and the people. It's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke at the same time because it's sad. But the girl was Taylor Swift, and she said. It was a girl named Becky instead, and somebody was like, I'm pretty sure that's Taylor Swift, and they were like, no, it's Becky. So I wrote on a t-shirt, no, it's Becky, so that's...
I got it.
Yeah.
Was it a goof by Taylor Swift, or...
No, it was really her.
It was, okay. Well, I got it. That's great. So why don't we start with you, Audrey? You're representing Ellis. Can you explain... And by the way, all of you can join in. I know some of you probably haven't met each other until today, right? But you all had the same challenge. Who can tell me a bit about what the challenge was? What did it require you to do? And any of you can step up. Paneri, do you want to mention that?
The challenge was like about what we mostly, like, the crops that we like to eat and, like, what is near. So, like, we had to take pictures of different crops that we consume. So each one of us took a picture of different plants.
Interesting. And Audrey, how did you respond to that? What did you do?
Well, my essay was about my me making mint tea from my mint plant in my backyard. Well, I really like to do it, and it tasted really good. And I can tell you how I make it.
I'd like to hear that. And so you did a photo essay?
Or yeah.
How was photography involved?
I took pictures of the plant, and I took a picture of me boiling the dry mint. And yeah.
Cool. So how do you do it?
So what I like to do is I like to go outside and pick some mint from my backyard. I like to, I dry it overnight, so there's no, like, water or anything in it. Well, I wash it first, and then I dry it, and then I boil it, and I put some water in it, and then I add some honey to it, and then I drink it.
That sounds great. Do you make it for other people?
Yeah.
Because it sounds delicious. I'd love to have some. As well. Would anyone like to add to what the challenge was? I think Paneri did a good idea of describing it. Eddie?
I think the foundation of the challenge was to have free photos and an essay which best represented gardening and nature.
Okay, so that's a constraint. You could only have three photos, no more, no less?
No more, no less.
And did the essay have to be a certain length?
It had to be 150 words exact.
Wow. Now, that's a challenge when you have to do that. You all had to do it the same way. Eddie, tell me how you responded.
Well, I think my essay was supposed to represent or show the history of my grandpap's garden. And it's just, I think it has some symbolism to it because he's been growing crops up there for years now. And it's just a part of our life. It really is.
And you say up there, does he live in the Shaler area as well?
Yes, he does. He, up on the top of his hill, like back behind his house is where the garden is.
Tell me some of your memories of that garden.
Well, basically as long as I've been alive, it's been up there. I just remember different years he's grown different crops. Like one time he grew Brussels sprouts. He's always grown tomatoes and squash and zucchini and... He's tried all different vegetables. Yeah. There's always enough to feed everybody.
And tell me what your project was like. Did you have a picture of him or what were your three pictures?
Well, one of my pictures, I had a squash. And then I was holding one end of it and he was holding the other. And it was supposed to be it symbolized the passing down of gardening to generations.
That sounds nice. Was it a big squash?
It actually was not a very big squash. It was just one of the last crops of the season.
I'm always amazed at how big they can get. was your essay about your relationship with him? Or
I think it showed the relationship with all of us in the garden and how it kind of it bonds us together, so as to speak.
Did anyone bring their essay today? Because you're welcome to read a little bit of it if you want. Do you have some of yours, Eddie?
Do you
want to?
Yes, I do.
It'd be great if you could share. They're relatively short. I would love to hear it.
So should I just read the beginning of it?
Yeah, you can read as much as you'd like.
Okay, so. As my family's garden has grown over the years, so have my family's lives. Every year, my grandpap works up a sweat in his huge vegetable garden, growing unusually shaped squash, various delicious tomatoes, and other vegetables. His garden provides a rich, savored space for my family, friends, and neighbors to connect and experience lighthearted conversation about favorite intergenerational recipes, helpful gardening techniques, and cultivation. Each gardening season, we provide We carefully provide a rich, composted environment for young seedlings by placing newspaper on the ground, monitoring plant growth, and anxiously awaiting harvesting. Amidst the hectic pace of our everyday lives, we realize that as we interact with the plants in the garden, in turn, they are nourishing our energetic relationship with nature. My grandpa views the vegetable garden as an opportunity to share the bounty of nature with others. We continue to be inspired by the wealth of our garden.
You're a good writer, and you read that beautifully, too.
Thank you.
Paneri, tell me about your project and how you pursued this.
So I wrote about green chilies, and the reason I did this because, my mom usually makes, spicy food every time for dinner, which does involve cooking with them. We also have, a green chili plant back, in our yard, which is pretty cool. And the three pictures I took was one of the pictures I showed them, growing, and then the other one, some of them hadn't yet. So, I took a picture of the flowers that, grow before they do, and they were white, so I took a picture of that. And I took a picture of me preparing them by cutting them up.
So you sort of showed the whole phase. Would you like to read a little bit of your essay? Did you bring some of it?
Yeah.
Come a little closer. Scoot up a little closer to the microphone. Make sure you're comfortable. Or you know what, Eddie? Move that purple one over. Just pivot it over. Probably the red one. My estimation was bad. This is great radio, huh? There's colorful microphones I'm describing. This will work now, Paneri. Go ahead.
The plant that is a part of my everyday life is the green chili. I chose this plant because at dinner time, my mom makes spicy food, which involves cooking with them. I also have a green chili plant sitting on my porch. The scientific name of these green chilies is called Capsicum annuum. After the Columbian Exchange, these spicy peppers spread around the world. Chilies were brought to Asia by Portuguese navigators, but out of all the countries in Asia, did you know that India is the number one exporter, producer, and consumer of green chilies?
I didn't know that. And, you know, there are some medicine products that contain capsicum. I didn't realize that was the name for chili, and I know they're hot like chili, and they're supposed to relieve muscular pain. You just taught me something that I didn't know. That was great. Who else would like to share an essay and talk about their project? We'll go to Bill Kisu. Next, before you do so, I want to let you know that Mrs. Pearson... Ms. Grattan wrote to congratulate Schaefer Elementary and Mrs. Pearson for a great job on this challenge. If you'd like to send us a message, 412-200-5975 is how you can text us. Now, we have two students from Schaefer, right, Sean and Bill Kisu? You have separate essays, and are your projects completely separate as well?
No, we did it together. With one other person, Saeed, and, he couldn't make it today, but we entitled our photo essay to Homegrown Healthy Happiness. It features young children, our little sisters and brothers, joyfully interacting with homegrown and locally grown produce while learning the health benefits of fruit and vegetables. The first photo shows a child picking a homegrown green bell pepper. The second one shows carrots that have vitamins including A, C, E, and B6. And the third picture represents the red delicious apple that was first harvested in Iowa.
Excellent. How did you know it came from Iowa?
The red delicious is grown locally there, and usually that's the national region of where the red delicious is grown.
I had no idea. Sean, do you want to share some more about how you took the photos or how things worked for your project?
Sure. So we each took three photos, and each of us
chose one of the photos so that we could combine them into three photos. And we liked the pepper one, the carrot one, and the apple one. And that's how we decided for our three photos.
Ricky just told me there's somebody who would like to talk to one of you, or maybe more than one of you. We'll find out who that is. We'll just put them on the air, and we'll see who they are. Who knows who this is going to be? Hi, who's this?
This is Mrs. Gable.
Mrs. Gable. Who knows a Mrs. Gable?
That's
your teacher. That's the from Schaefer School. Hi, Mrs. Gable.
Hello. Congratulations to all of you. They make Woodland Hills so proud. I want to congratulate not only the two that you had there, Sean Bright and Bilkisu Abdullah, but also Saeed Rizvi, who wasn't able to be there today, and Aiden Meininger, who is another gifted student whose entry helped put us over the top in points. These are just wonderful young people and proof that our nation is doing just wonderfully in the educational field. So congratulations to all of you, and thank you for having them on the Light Brigade.
You're welcome.
I also want to thank Mrs. Pearson, who's just a wonderful, gifted teacher, and I'm sure they're sitting there nodding as I say that.
And what's your position at the school, Mrs. Gable?
I teach sixth grade, so I have Saeed and Aiden in homeroom, and I teach math to Sean and Bill Kisu.
Well, that's just terrific. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you. I'm proud of all of them.
Isn't
Have
that,
a nice day. Bye-bye.
Isn't that a nice surprise? 412-200-5975. You're certainly welcome to call if you'd like. Now, we've hardly at all talked to Dylan yet, and I think he brought his essay, too. Did you bring it?
No.
Oh, that's okay. Can you tell me about it? Hang on. I'm going to adjust your mic a little. There we go.
My essay was mainly about potatoes because they're so important. We use them in a lot of cooking, like French fries and mashed potatoes. And my three pictures were actually a store cart full of potatoes, and then my mom making mashed potatoes. And then the third picture was my friend Mateo eating them. So
that's great. So you went from growing to cooking to eating.
Yes.
And did you talk at all about the many varieties of potatoes?
Yes, I did say something that there were over 150 kinds of potatoes.
Yeah, it's amazing how many there are. That sounds like a great essay. And Audrey, tell me again, you did not bring your essay, I don't think, but tell me again about yours. And what the pictures looked like?
My pictures were about, I took a picture of the plant itself, and then I took a picture of me holding the leaf, and I took another picture of me boiling the mint.
Okay, I just wanted to remember, and this was to make mint tea. You guys, you did a wonderful job, and you're representing your schools so well. Keystone Oaks, represented here, Ellis, Schaefer, Montour, and don't tell me who am I missing. Did I get them all? I think I got them all. Oh, I miss Shaler.
Yes.
That's because Shaler and Schaefer sound so similar. I almost forgot. Does anybody have anything they want to add that I may have forgotten to ask, because we just have another minute or two?
I also would like to add that our picture, the title of our photo essay is based on our pictures, because my vegetable that I took a picture of was homegrown, and the carrot was made to make carrot juice, so that was the second word, healthy, and the last, a little boy chopping up a red apple, looking very happy, that represented happiness. So that's what our title was based off of.
How nice. That's great. Here's another mystery caller here. Hi, Dr. Gerlach.
Hi. Happy holidays to all, and thank you very much for having all the students on the broadcast this morning. I couldn't be there. I was telling Eddie and his family that I'm actually en route right now to visit some relatives over the holidays, but just wanted to congratulate him again and say hello to all his folks. especially his grandfather there, who his story is about. And thanks also to all the people at FIPS, too, for making everything available for the students for the contest. So thank you so much.
Eddie's right there. Anything you wanted to say to Dr. Gerlach?
Well, yes. Dr. Gerlach helped me a lot throughout the entire Fairchild Challenge, and it was very inspiring, to say the least.
That was very kind of him to say. He's an excellent student, and he's inspiring all the
other
students
definitely.
As well in our school, too, with his beautiful writing as well as his environmental inspiration there.
So much. And
yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. It inspired me throughout the entire time.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm proud of all of you, and I hope I'll get to see you again. Congratulations. Anybody forget any hellos or anything? Audrey's got one.
I'd also like to thank my teacher, Ms. Okanak, and my art teacher, Ms. TD, and thank you for having me today.
Excellent. Any other thank yous? Go ahead. This is Sean.
I just want to say thank you to my brother, which is out in the crowd, because he was the happiness picture.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is Andrew.
Eddie?
I'd also like to acknowledge my grandparents, who are in there. They came all the way out from Idaho, and my mom, who took me here.
Great. And Paneri?
I would also like to thank my science teacher, Ms. Manko, for helping me do this, because during Access or Study Hall, she helped me a lot with my essay and research, so I just want to say thank you to her.
I'd also like to thank my sister, who was in the homegrown picture, holding a bell pepper, and my father, because he helped us grow the pepper, so they were a big help to me.
It's good to get in the habit of thanking people, because you're probably all going to get more and more awards. Paneri, you got one more you thought of?
Yeah, I would also like to thank my dad, because he took his time off of work just to drive me all the way here. So.
Oh, how nice. Well, thank you, all of you, for being here today, and hopefully we'll see you as winners of another challenge. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.